The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
These are real life stories. They are real lives. And they matter. They matter to God. And because they matter to God, they have to matter to us.
And those children, they have a hope and a future.
Yeah.
And they know it's because some people came in to their difficult circumstances. They called themselves Christians. Mm-hmm. They expressed God's love. Mm-hmm. They saved a life. You can do that.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today, a very special edition of Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Tammy Trent is with me.
Hello.
And you know, there have been a lot of things in the news recently, but something that you may not have seen are some situations going on in various parts of Africa, largely sub-Saharan Africa, but a couple of other places as well, where Life Outreach works, and through the support of many people just like you, we have been able to save the lives of so many people, largely children, through the Mission Feeding Outreach. The situation is urgent in many places, and persecution is up. Persecution of Christians is up in many places, and you may not have seen that, but it is absolutely true. We have the ability to reach into many urgent situations right now, but we can only do it with your support. And that's why I hope that you will stick around for just a few moments and let us show you what's going on in these places, because the situation can seem overwhelming with such great need. But you know, Tammy, when we stop long enough to say, okay, I see this child,
yeah,
we realize we really can make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I think that needs to be our focus, maybe even today, is to think about that one child, because you're right, Randy, mm-hmm, it can feel incredibly enormous to feel like, how am I going to make a difference in this fight, mm-hmm, right now? But think about that one child right now. And I promise you, when you do that and you focus on that, I think you'll see it differently.
Yeah. You know, the war of malnutrition rages.
Yeah.
But we got to fight it one battle at a time, one life at a time. So stick with us. Mm. You're going to see some things that are difficult, but you're also going to see some things that are powerful as you realize what you can do in fighting and winning one battle at a time. Just for a little bit of context, we feed 350,000 children every day. In difficult areas.
Yeah.
That's only possible because of the support of people just like you. So thank you if you have participated. And thank you for those who continue to participate. Right now, we need you to do something. Watch this and you'll understand.
When you see images of war, your thoughts turn to the misery caused by bombs and bullets flying. But there is a different kind of war raging in Africa.
The war for enough food. The war to be able to provide the nutrition that children need, because there's areas like this where we're engaging with mothers who are telling us how their children literally are suffering from malnutrition on an ongoing basis, how more than 25% of the mothers here testifying to the fact that they've lost one or more children as a result of malnutrition, and some of them even just pure starvation. That's the war that currently rages here, and that's what we've got to continue to be able to impact. We've got to meet the crisis need for food, because food is what these families in this area need right now. And then we can go through that transformational process with them where we can bring about that lasting change that will ensure that they're able to provide for themselves. But if we're not able to feed them while we get there, then many more children's lives will be lost. And that's why we ask you to partner with us in direct food response, to provide mission feeding to these areas, because that is what is needed most right now. We can't save life without you. And so that's why I'm asking you to join hands and hearts with us today, to partner with us by giving the very best gift that you can give, by giving the gift of life, the gift of food.
Now you see it. This is the battle we're fighting. And there is great, great need. But listen, we have been doing this since 1989, like 3.5 decades now. And that's not because we haven't met the need. It's because it's an ongoing situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because needs arise in different places, and we go to where the need is the greatest. Many of the children that we have fed over the years aren't on mission feeding anymore because they have moved on. Their crops have improved. They take care of themselves. This is the goal. But right now, the need is the immediate. And it's in places where there is drought, where there is famine, where there may be conflict, there may be displacement, maybe even floods in some cases. Wherever the need arises, we want to be there. And that's only possible because of you. So let me give you a quick overview. $30 will help feed 3 children for the next 3 months. You say, how do you do that? Well, again, it's because we have so much in place and we maximize every dollar. Mm-hmm. $50 will help feed 5 children for the next 3 months. So what is that? That should tell you, I can do something to impact a life and I can do it today. Yes, 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 mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to show you. $100 will help feed 10 children for the next 3 months, and maybe you could reach 100 children for the next 3 months with the gift of $1,000. Multiply that if you want to do more. Whatever you can do, just know that you will reach so many children. The need is great, but the solution is right before you. Mm-hmm. It's all of us coming together. You give a voice to the voiceless. Mm. And Tammy, I think that's one of the reasons it's such a blessing to be able to say, yeah, here's a need, but here's a solution.
Absolutely. Randy, it's working. I want to tell you, mission feeding works. When we go into these villages and we set up mission feeding and we see these children lining up with their bowl, it's working. It's saving lives. We're doing the hard work. You are giving. You are giving more than you could ever even imagine, saving a life. Do you know what? We're going to get on a plane soon. We're going to head to another village that doesn't have mission feeding, and they need it desperately. So that is our heart's cry to you today. If you've given before, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. Would you consider giving another gift today? If you've never given before, would you consider giving a gift today? We're ready. We are boots on the ground. We are there ready to go. All we need is a little extra help to make it happen. So that would be my heart's cry to you today. Would you just take a moment and pray and ask God what it is that He would ask you to give, and then go online or go to the phone and make the best gift that you can give today. It will save a life. In my travels to the mission field, I'm always torn between happiness and sorrow. Happy when I get to be a part of our mission feeding program that is saving children's lives and providing hope for their mothers. And then there is sorrow. Sorrow when I'm with mothers in total despair because they have no food for their families. Sorrow as I watch children fighting for their lives because of severe malnutrition. For me, at times like these, I must speak up for the voiceless and say, providing them with life-saving food can be the difference between life and death. I do believe in hope. I do believe that God will provide. And I do believe that that provision will come from God's people. Because truly, at the end of the day, we are all family. We are all family, and I believe that God asks us to step up when we see a need and do whatever we can to stand in the gap for these families, for these children, to save their very lives. We cannot wait another day. We cannot wait for tomorrow. They may not have tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come for them, but we have today. And today I will speak for them. Please send help. Every trip that I take, I always leave America with great excitement and anticipation and wonder for what I'm about to experience wherever God places me each day. I prayerfully think about those days, and I ask Holy Spirit to equip me and make me ready and sensitive to whatever that day might unfold. And I walked into many villages, and I remember that experience and that trip was a very difficult one for me. It was really hard. I think it would be for any one of us. When you walk in and you see precious little children dying before your eyes because of the lack of food, you know, it's something that I never think about. I never have a concern about my next meal, my next snack, my next cup of water. I just don't think about it. And when I'm in these places and I'm watching these mothers in agony, hanging on to hope as much as they can, and they're looking up to us, every stare, every glance has that same message. Help. Help. Somebody help us. Help us. Can you help us? And I'm in those places, and I leave there, and my emotions are raw. It's hard. I've carried stories with me. And I get in that car, and I head back to my hotel, and I just feel so almost without words in that moment, because I know what they need. I know why they're dying. I can see it all around me. But I also know how to help them. I know that we can come together as a ministry, as partners together, and we can change their circumstances, and things can turn around quickly for them. Just as close as they are to death, they are as close to life if we can get to them today. And so right now, my excitement is that I know we are feeding 350,000 children every single day, but I also know, because of what I've seen, that there are so many more out there right now, today, that need our help. And Randy, I know I can't do it alone. My tears won't change it. We have to act, and we have to do something.
Yeah, and Tammy, you're 100% right. We can expand this outreach, but we'll have to talk about that another time, because right now we need to continue with the 350,000 that we're feeding every day. Mm-hmm. Here's an interesting thing, Tammy, and this struck me hard. I've said it on the air before, maybe you've heard it, but when Paul was preaching the gospel, he actually preached the gospel for a while before going and meeting with the disciples. So here you've got a guy who's was radically changed. He was persecuting Christians until he met Jesus on the road. And he flipped, and he goes out and he's preaching the gospel. And then he meets with the other disciples, the apostles, the ones who walked with Jesus. And he says, he was basically checking, like, this is what I've been preaching, guys. Is this right? I want to know from the people who walked with Jesus, am I preaching the right thing? And they said, yes, that's the gospel, Paul. That's the gospel. And you would think, okay, that's good. But then they said, but one more thing. Now, let me ask you, what would you put that one more thing? Make sure you vote for the right candidate. No, that's important and that's good, but that's not what he said. Make sure that you worship in this sort of way in your church with this sort of music. No. And again, I'm not downplaying all those things. They basically have the theology of the gospel and one more thing. And you know what it was? Don't forget the poor.
There it is.
Don't forget the poor.
There it is.
Whew. If there's anything we need to remember, it's what the apostles and Paul agreed on. Paul said, I'm glad to do it.
Wow.
And I know what? I know you're glad to do it. And so we're asking you to do it today. Don't forget the poor. We won't. God won't. When we go to them and give them food, we do it in Jesus' name. It's not just a good work, it's a God work.
Amen.
Be a part of it. Pick up the phone, go online, make the best gift you can. Let's do the good work of Christ.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. Extreme drought and famine putting at risk thousands of lives means we must replenish food supplies immediately to keep feeding 350,000 children and help reach more people in desperate need. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send the Daily Life Devotional Calendar. This perpetual calendar has 365 days worth of scriptures and inspirational thoughts to remind you of the rest you can find in God's loving arms. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Light of Life desk lamp. Find comfort and encouragement from Jesus' words in John 8:12, displayed on this standalone acrylic desk lamp, perfect for home or office decor, as a reminder that Jesus is the light of the world. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
On my first day here in Benguela, we decided to go and visit the Benguela Malnutrition Clinic. Prior to this trip, I thought I was prepared to see these things. I've watched James and Betty on TV. I've been in their studios. I've seen the videos. I've heard the stories. So I can handle this. But when I stepped in, there was a child on every single bed. There's skin and bones. Some of them have sores on their mouths. They've got that tint of orange hair that you often see in malnourished children. Some of them, it was joyful to see, because some of them were drinking that milk and eating that peanut butter mix that the team provides for them, and you could tell that they were gaining weight. But then there was others. There was this little girl named Maria. And just to lay eyes on her broke my heart. And as I laid my hand on her leg, I remember how small it was. It was taking every bit of energy that she had just to sit up. But this is the condition. Coming here and meeting the moms, meeting the babies, holding their children, that these aren't just stories. They're real people, real children. It's completely different when you're here and you hold their hands and you ask them the questions and they share their sorrows with you, facing tragedy and suffering every single day. And the goal here is to give these people a lifeline so that they can build themselves up, they can have enough food. Their desire isn't for a handout, but a hand up. And we need your help.
Honestly, I could not have said it any better than Ashton said that. She painted for us an incredible picture of truth, of what we see every time we are there. The need is extraordinarily enormous. It is critical. They need our help, or they will die. That's the reality of a story like that. I've walked into malnutrition clinics, and I've been there with Ashton. The last trip we just took to Africa, we were there together. She is precious. She has a heart and a love for these people, just as we all do. And we walked into that malnutrition clinic, and just as she describes, to look around and seeing children on every single bed in need. There was a child that had died while we were there in a clinic. I remember having to walk out, and I just stood on the back porch and just wept myself and just thought, if we had just been there a little bit sooner, How could this story be different today? If I'd just done a little something more, how could I have helped turn this around? These are real life stories. They are real lives, and they matter. Mm-hmm. They matter to God. And because they matter to God, they have to matter to us. We have to take action. I know that I'm speaking to many people right now that have the ability to help. I have the ability to help, Randy. We all can do something today. And I think that's the issue. Like, we can't just sit back. We have to do something. We've laid this out. We've presented it to you. There is a need. Now we pray about it and we take action. God, how can I make a difference? How can I help? That has been my prayer every time I get on the mission field. Every time I sit in this chair, how can I make a difference and serve your people well?
Yeah, not far from the malnutrition clinic there in Benguela, and I think you've seen this, there is a graveyard. And we went to the graveyard several years ago, and we walked around there, and I noticed something that I stopped and looked, because it was almost unbelievable, almost too much to comprehend, and that is they had pre-dug graves that were short, because they were child-sized. And I thought, God, I'll do anything to not fill that grave. Mm-hmm. Let that grave go empty. Let us get to that child sooner. Let us reach them even before the malnutrition. But if they're at a malnutrition clinic, let us be able to meet that need right there. But let us get into the villages so that they don't even make it to the malnutrition clinic, so they never make it to the graves. I want that grave to be empty.
Yes.
Let them dig their holes and never be filled. Why? Because you joined us, because our mission partners got what they needed.
And the success of the mission team.
And they fed those children. And those children made a turn if they were already malnourished. They went to school, learned to take care of themselves. They have a hope and a future.
Yeah.
And they know it's because some people came in to their difficult circumstances. They called themselves Christians. Hmm. They expressed God's love. Hmm. They saved a life. You can do that. A simple gift of $30 will help us feed three children for the next 3 months. That may be the difference. That may be all the difference that a child needs. $50 will feed five. $100 will feed 10. $1,000 will feed 100. You get the picture. We can do this. But we have to do it now. It's urgent. So I'm asking you, please, take advantage of the privilege of being God's hands and God's feet around the world. Go to the phone. Go online. Make the best gift you can.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. Extreme drought and famine putting at risk thousands of lives means we must replenish food supplies immediately to keep feeding 350,000 children and help reach more people in desperate need. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send the Daily Life Devotional Calendar. This perpetual calendar has 365 days worth of scriptures and inspirational thoughts to remind you of the rest you can find in God's loving arms. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Light of Life desk lamp. Find comfort and encouragement from Jesus' words in John 8:12, displayed on this standalone acrylic desk lamp, perfect for home or office decor, as a reminder that Jesus is the light of the world. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
As we've traveled around these communities here in southern Angola, family after family have told us how they're experiencing the worst drought they've ever seen. Statistically, it's the worst drought in over 40 years. Families tell us of how their crops have failed, of how they are running out of food. And you can literally see, when you look at these crops, you can see why these crops have failed. There's no life in here. There's no way that these crops can produce any food. The soil is literally just dry. No life in it at all. Failed crops, though, mean failed lives. And as there's no life left in this soil, if we're not able to respond here soon, this drought will not just steal the life in the soil, but the life in the communities. So please, I'm asking you to dial that number on your screen or to get online and to give the very best gift that you can give today, to give the gift of life by giving the gift of food to these mothers and their precious children here in Angola that so desperately need our help.
Face of a child in need. See that? They need us. They need us today. They need us to act. They need us to do something. And when we do, when we respond, I am telling you, because I've seen it, we together will change a life. Focus on that one child today. It will make a difference. You will impact the life of that child and many, many children to come, all around her right now today.
Yeah. And you know, as we hit the end of the year, a lot of people talk about year-end gifts. Maybe you're planning that. If you are, I hope you look at this not just as a gift — it is a gift — but also an investment, because it's an investment in the future. It's an investment in the gospel. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being with us. And thank you for being a part of Mission Feeding. Together, we can reach so many with the love and the action that goes with it of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We'll see you next time.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.